To download the full course, visit advancedenglish.net. Listening and reading to The IKEA Obsession. Today, we're going to talk about IKEA, starting with, what is the meaning of the word IKEA? Well, it's simple. In English, it has no meaning. And don't think you'll have any more success in Swedish. You see, IKEA is an acronym consisting of the founder's initials. So, the founder of IKEA is called Ingvar Kamprad, which gives us the letter I and the letter K. The farm he grew up on was Elmtorid, which gives us E. And the town where he was born, Agunnarid, gives us the A, IKEA. Ingvar started up the company in 1943 when he was 17 years old as a mail-order company in the middle of a forest. By 2012, it had a 23 billion euro turnover, 125,000 employees, and stores in 38 countries. Whether it's the meatballs in its cafeteria or the bookshelves in the shop, everybody loves IKEA. But we all know that. Now, I'm going to tell you seven things you don't know about IKEA. Number 1. IKEA created the world's first advert with a gay couple. The advert was shown for 6 weeks in 1994, but withdrawn after the company received bomb threats. IKEA adverts have also featured transsexuals assembling their new IKEA furniture. Number 2. There is a skeleton in the IKEA closet. Ingvar Kamprad was involved in the Swedish Nazi movement in the 1940s. The IKEA chairman referred to it as the greatest mistake of his life. Number 3. When opening a new store in Saudi Arabia, the company was offering 150 euro promotional coupons. Three people died in a stampede to get the coupons when the store doors opened. They were crushed to death. Number 4. After some initial controversies about the chemicals in its products, IKEA now exemplifies a green company. In 2008, it even started up a venture capital fund called IKEA Green Tech to promote research into renewable energy. Number 5. Amazingly, IKEA is not a Swedish company. In 1982, Kamprad gave all his shares in the company to a Dutch non-profit organization. This was not for charitable reasons, but to reduce tax commitments. Number 6. However, IKEA does do a lot of charity work via the Ingka Foundation. In fact, it is the world's largest charity with a cash and asset value totaling $36 billion. Number 7. The strange names of IKEA furniture come mostly from Nordic words. For example, all beds have Norwegian place names. Dining room tables and chairs are Finnish place names. And bathroom items are names of Swedish rivers or lakes. One of the funniest is the range of children's toys called Duktig, which means well-behaved. So, I hope you enjoyed those facts. Somebody else who would find them interesting, of course, is Tyler Durden from the film Fight Club, who, just before his apartment blows up, gives us a meticulous list of all his IKEA products and furniture. The fact that IKEA features in a film on consumer culture doesn't really surprise me, because when I walked around IKEA last Saturday, surrounded by lamps and sofas and bookshelves, it caused me to reflect on consumer culture. I had this schizophrenic pleasure of being surrounded by all those shiny new products, combined with guilt at my total consumerism. "Look at yourself, Lynch," I said, "and look at everybody else, so obsessed with all these objects. Surely there's something wrong with this." But the consumer me replied, "But what is a man?" I asked myself. What was the first thing Stone Age men did the second they gained intelligence? They picked up rocks to use as tools, and then used those tools to make objects. We are object orientated creatures. We're materialists. It's our nature. Oh, but then the consumer guilt came back. No. Basic use of tools has been shown throughout the animal kingdom. The first thing Homo sapiens did was paint, bury his dead, and explore his spirituality. This culture we live in is an aberration, a mutated religion of consumerism, and...
"Shall we get the Dorton dining table with the matching black chairs?"
says my wife, suddenly interrupting my thoughts. I turn to my 8-year-old son. "What do you think, Sam?" My wife presumes I'm referring the choice of tables to him, but I'm not. In my mind, I'm asking Sam to choose between these two interpretations of IKEA, a natural and admirable sign of human ingenuity, or a sick cathedral of consumerism. He psychically receives the choice I've broadcast him, and his little face shows his indecision. Then he smiles and answers decisively, "Let's go and eat meatballs, Papa." Okay, your writing task is to visit our website, advancedenglish.net, or our Facebook page, Advanced English for Catic, and tell us what you think about IKEA and why people love it so much. Okay, thanks very much, and we'll see you next week.